site. Unions have reportedly met the firm to discuss alternatives, but it's understood the plans have been rejected. Stephen Kinnock's the local MP.
It would be utterly devastating. There isn't a single household in my Aberavon constituency that isn't connected to the steelworks. I would therefore urge Tata Steel to sit down and listen very carefully to what the multi-union are saying to them.
The police watchdog's going to look into whether more could have been done to save the life of a toddler who died next to his father's body in Skegness. Bronson Battersby is thought to have starved to death after his dad Kenneth died following a suspected heart attack. A report says there were cascading failures in the police handling of one of America's most deadly school shootings. 21 people died, including 19 students at Robb Elementary in Uvalde in Texas in 2022. This victim's relative says they're not going to give up when it comes to gun laws.
I think we're going to continue fighting, but some type of change is made in honor of our kids. We have nothing left but to fight for them. We are their voices now, so we're going to continue.
Google is investing £790 million in a data centre in Hertfordshire. It's the first of its kind in the UK and is likely to open next year. England midfielder Jordan Henderson has joined Dutch giants Ajax. The former Liverpool captain ended his time with Saudi Arabian side Al Ettifaq after just 6 months. And experts in Glasgow say we should walk like penguins to avoid slipping during the cold and icy weather. The local health board says waddling on smooth surfaces means you're less likely to fall, as temperatures could go as low as minus 18 tonight. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 o'clock on this Thursday, the 18th of January. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. And this is Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care. I wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. Oh,
whatever you want. So very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
The relief that you didn't put the sweary version on. Creep by Radiohead, taken from their debut album, Pablo Honey. That was a single back in 1992. With lots of swearing in it originally, but they did put out that version, so it did get played on the radio, and it did get to number 7 in the charts. They don't play it live very often, it's fair to say. This is Bumper to Bumper, a trawl through Indian alternative, from the 60s onwards. We've got new music, we've got old music, and in between tonight. And I have someone with me in the studio. We'll be talking to Cameron in a bit. He'll be playing some songs. We'll be talking to him and finding out why he's here, but I'll let him explain that. Let's get on with a bit more music.
vuole morire. Gaspar!
Brand new music there, Chroma, the name of the band. We've played them a few times here on Bumper to Bumper over the, well, I think this year and last year, because we are now in 2024, aren't we? That's their brand new single, Girls Talk, which is taken from their debut album, Ask for Angela, which was released at the tail end of last year by Alcopop Records. We like that. Before that, Nine Inch Nails, Every Day is Exactly the Same, taken from the album With Teeth. That was a single back in 2006 in the States. Don't think it got released in the UK. Certainly didn't enter the UK charts. That did very well in the... I don't understand the US dance charts. That is one of the least danceable records I've ever heard. Maybe there's a couple of... I'm looking at the remixes that came out. I can't imagine any of those. No, it's not going to be a song you can dance to, so I don't know why that ended up in the dance charts, but yeah, what do I know? We'll talk to someone that knows about dance in a bit. Before that, we started off with Curve from the album Gift. That was the track Hell Above the Water, featured in the 2002 Spider-Man film. I've said it before, Curve need to come back, but no sign of that yet. This, though, is Jesus Jones.
Across the world, the message flies in all my shine.
There we go. Jesus Jones and Zeros and Ones. Right, I am joined in the studio now. Well, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, and we'll do that, and then we can have a chat about you, what you're doing here, and some other stuff. So please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cameron. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Gareth. I mostly play EDM, house, drum and bass, so see that there's a bit of a gap for that, so I thought I'll play some of that.
Yeah, so you're a soon-to-be new presenter on Phoenix, and we'll talk about that in a bit, a Monday night show. But let's play another song, and we'll get into a bit more detail about that after that. So what are we going to listen to next, then?
So by this programme, I know that you play alternative and indie, but also a bit of EDM, which is... We're going to listen to Hadouk and Mike Check.
Okay. Hadouken, Mic Check. That was taken from their album For the Masses, and a single back in 2010, 14 years ago. Does that sound like feel like 14 years ago to you?
Sadly, yeah.
Okay. Got to number 85 in the UK charts, but we have got a UK dance chart, and that got to number 8. And yeah, that sounds like the sort of music that should be in a dance chart. Right, so you went to your dance, house, drum and bass, garage bit of that? Sort of,
yeah, I do love a bit of garage, 4x4.
Excellent, all sorts. So what got you into that? I mean, is it sort of just what you've always listened to since you were a little un?
Yeah, so my mum and the old man have always been into that sort of music, so I've grown up around garage, around house, jungle.
Right, so we're talking classics right up to modern day then, that we're going to be hearing on your show then. And so you're looking at Monday night, 10 p.m. through till midnight, so 2 hours of music that you can dance to on a Monday night. So looking forward to it?
I am, to be fair. I'm excited to play different sort of dance music as well. So like, you've got Big Room, which is a massive punchy bass line.
Okay.
Which you don't really hear much in the UK.
Yeah, and I think I was saying, you sort of, you were with me in the studio last week. Obviously, we didn't get you on air, but we were chatting, and one of the good things about Phoenix is that, you know, you've got the opportunity to play music that you love and that you don't necessarily hear on UK radio. So it's great to hear that you're going to be coming and doing exactly that. It's good to have someone else that wants to come in and actually, you know, put artists out there that aren't getting sort of, yeah, I'm sure they get played in clubs, but yeah, this is radio, so there's that mix of, yeah, getting people dancing at home or just, you know, being able to enjoy music that they enjoy at the club as well. What's made you, yeah, sort of, because you do DJ as well, don't you, I believe?
Yeah.
So the sort of, how are you feeling about the step from sort of, yeah, how it is, you know, with the crowd of people in front of you, you know. You know if the songs you're playing are going down well, because I'm sure most DJs have cleared a dance floor with a song that they really like, but the crowd don't. I think you said something to me, it can be frustrating at times because you've got a crowd that don't like the music you do necessarily, and you have to play music that you don't enjoy as much. But yeah, so how do you think it's going to be that step away from the live people, but knowing you've got people listening and people that will be listening again on the internet and that kind of thing?
Oh. Very different, as I could play what I want.
Yep.
Whereas when you're playing for a crowd, there's a lot of pressure to actually just keep them there.
Yeah.
Instead of, you could play what you want and just enjoy yourself, as well as hopefully other people could enjoy it.
Yeah, and I suppose it's educating people, isn't it? I mean, I think obviously this is sort of mainly a sort of an Indian and rock and alternative show, but I do play, as you said, stuff that's outside of that. Yeah, it's a very loose Indian alternative, but it's you come and see a band, and people want to hear the hits when you go and see live music. So I mean, it's the same thing, and you know, you've got the people that come back from the 90s that haven't been around for a while, and they'll try and throw in a new song, and people don't want to hear it; they want to hear the old stuff. So I can imagine that it's a similar thing, and it's, yeah, I get a great amount of pleasure from playing new artists and things, and actually playing music that you don't really often hear on the radio. It sounds like that you're going to be doing exactly the same. And sort of, are you still DJing as well? And if so, where are the sort of places that people could go and witness you live?
So I'm still only doing private now.
Okay.
So only like obviously the birthdays, the parties.
Yep.
And so someone could just hire me out. But besides that, obviously I've done a few clubs, but that's up North Essex way, so like Harwich area.
Okay.
So it's way out of the way.
Is the club scene in Harwichshire?
No.
Okay. Yeah. We'll say no more. We'll probably have to sort of introduce you to some of the other sort of DJs that are on here that do it. And sort of, there's probably some spots. And there's a few people. We've got Tony Smith on a Sunday who he does a lot of DJing. You can find him at the Gardens Arms and a number of other places. We've got Daniel who does the Spread Eagle in Brentwood on I think he does weekend stuff. And he plays all sorts. So yeah, we've definitely got a few jobbing. And there's more. There's Andy. I'm trying to think. There's quite a few actually that do that as well. So probably worth introducing you to them to see whether there's any gigs going in sort of closer to home. So right, let's play a bit more music, and then we'll sort of have a chat about some other stuff after that.
So this is Knife Party Resistance.
Hey. is a night.
I'm introducing you to some of the music I listened to as a youngster. We were just talking there about Nitzareb, who we've just heard. That was the Derek May remix of Shame, which was definitely a single back in the 90s. And they're from Chelmsford, that band. Very Chelmsford sound, that, isn't it? Via the German clubs and that kind of thing. Still playing live today, very much part of the industrial EBM scene. And Knife Party before that, which is EDM. And I think we touched on the difference between EBM and EDM, because I got them confused because I'm an old man and I don't really understand the difference between those kind of things. It's good electronic music in my eyes, but Knife Party and Resistance. We sort of touched on, those songs were playing, we were sort of talking about sort of clubs and everything, and you mentioned festivals. You enjoy sort of festivals and roads and everything. Yeah, so last week we found out that Cream is not, Creamfields is not coming back to Chelmsford this year, which was a bit of a blow. And we are gone back out to its Dagenham other home rather than Upminster, which is, again, I think you've sort of said, not as good and a bit of a blow. What festivals might appeal to you that are out there that sort of people that enjoy sort of the sort of club or sort of the harder EDM, I'll make sure I get it right and don't get it mixed up. Where will we find you this summer if all goes well on the festival front?
Possibly we are, unfortunately, in Dagenham. I would have much preferred it to be in Upminster. It's so much easier for me to get to.
Yeah, because, it's just down the road from you, isn't it? Yeah.
Literally. I could probably walk there if I wanted to.
Okay.
Whereas, probably the furthest one might be Creamfields North.
Yeah, because they've merged the two, and it's meant to be bigger, which could be interesting. I don't know if the lineup's come out yet. So I think it's that they're trying to make it the biggest one yet. I think it's not in the same, like, I think Creamfields North used to be Liverpool, didn't it? Or did I imagine that? Is that the original club was Liverpool? Or
no, it still is. Still is Liverpool. It's like a massive, massive field. Yeah. I forget what field it's called.
Oh, right, okay. And it's still the North one is there this year, is it? Okay, yeah. So you might take a trip up there. Are you a camper?
Yeah, I definitely have to stay up there.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm travelling up there and travelling all the way back and the next day.
No, that's a better than ask, yeah. So sort of a full weekend camping festival. Any other festivals that you've been to and enjoy?
V-Fest, back in the day.
Back in the day,
But then you've got Reading, and you was telling me about, can't think of it now.
Glastonbury. Sort of the regular listeners will now be rolling their eyes because there's not a week really that goes by that I don't mention Glastonbury. And the run up to Glastonbury, I will bang on about it constantly. It's a little bit of an obsession for me. Yeah, we were talking last week about the dance scene at Glastonbury is huge. I think a lot of people don't realise that. I think people see what they see on television and think, well, that's what Glastonbury is. But no, I think you actually looked at it and saw names that you knew, didn't you? Yeah.
Yes.
It is very much, if you like your dance, you could go nowhere near the Pyramid Stage. You wouldn't have to see any of the rock bands and you could actually just immerse yourself in dance. And it goes on till 5 o'clock in the morning. So the dance venues and the late night venues have got DJs on through till five. So if you can manage on no sleep, you can pretty much dance from one of the first main dance stages opening through till 5 o'clock in the morning when the club venues close, which is pretty hardcore, really. I couldn't do that. I probably couldn't have done that when I first started going, let alone now. What else would we find you doing at festivals and everything? You said clubbing, not so much. I mean, what sort of... Have you got a favourite? Do you? This is a question I haven't asked you. When you're sort of DJing, vinyl, CD, or sort of MP3 or sort of digital format?
Sadly, I am just digital.
Okay.
So I'll be on CDJs or on a DDJ, which is the digital DJ board. So I could use either one, but I wish I could use vinyl.
Right.
But I just cannot get the timing right.
It's definitely a skill, isn't it? Yeah. I've attempted it and gave up pretty quickly. Watching a really good DJ, and I said, I think some of our presenters, such as Tony, are probably very much in that. That, you know, sort of they I think he's probably moved on to CD now, but I know that, you know, you watch him and him being able to actually sort of cue that in properly and it be seamless with the beats and everything. But, yeah, it's certainly an art form. Right, so all being well, we're looking to get you your first show on air by the end of the month, and we'll sort of talk about that more next week. I think you can join me again next week. We're going to sort of see if you can bring along some more of your songs. I chose the ones tonight, and sort of I tried to choose ones. Well, the Hadouken one was your suggestion, but we've come across Enter Shikari as a shared one. So we'll probably, if we exchange emails, we can find some songs and see where the crossover lies between my world and your world, and we'll get you back on air next week. And yeah, hopefully. We'll start on the socials and get you on air soon. Looking forward to watching you and hearing the music you play on your first show. Right, should we play a couple more songs in the electronic indie sort of arena now?
Yes, so I think we should start off with Pendulum Propane Nightmares.
Okay.
Yeah.
He'll be back next week, and I'll shut up a bit and let him play some of the music he enjoys. He enjoys some of that stuff as well, though, it's got to be said. I didn't do too badly. Pendulum, Propane Nightmares, and Skrillex, and Bangarang. Right, it's coming up for 9 o'clock already. I don't know where the evening's gone. Let's play some more new music from Killer Star. This is Got Me All Wrong.